Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's light up the Freedom Matters USA studios live from Target Field today for What's On Your Mind. Hello, everybody. Scott Hennon here. Kevin Flynn riding shotgun today. Todd the Radio God Mitchell taking a powder after a busy morning. And we're ready to roll on What's On Your Mind.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, for the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Flags are flying at Target Field today. I'm looking at a couple on a crane nearby a construction site, as well as all throughout the stadium. Always do that wonderful flag raising with a veteran. That was great last night, and of course, you love that. 19,000 fans here last night to see the Twins defeat the Boston Red Sox. So four wins in a row for the Twins are in the playoff hunt. They're a playoff contender. I found myself on a beautiful Monday night, the sun shining. You know, the place was just, it was a perfect night for baseball. And you got a playoff contender saying, where's everybody gone? And it just wasn't a Monday night in August where maybe they're competing with the state fair and, you know, school being back or whatever. It's pretty consistent across the board to say that attendance is not what it should be for a playoff contender. Why is my question? Why is attendance not what it would be normally for a playoff contender right now? And so I have that question for the audience. Twins faithful across North and South Dakota and Western Minnesota. What say you? Where are you? Are you still going to Twins games? Are you not going as often as you used to? Why not? Just really curious about that to find out where folks are at and how much of that the leaders of downtown Minneapolis, and for that matter, Minnesota and the Minneapolis St. Paul Metro own of that as well. So let me know what your thoughts are there today. You can join the program by calling us at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550 to talk to us. And we do prefer talking to you. We really do. We'll take your emails, we'll take your texts, but we love the conversations here on What's On Your Mind. It's called What's On Your Mind for a reason. So we want to know. 701-258-0550 is that telephone number to call in the What's On Your Mind studios today. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, to email us. It's kind of long, but it's easy. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, and text us at 701-237-1590. Where have all the people gone, Kevin? Where are they for Twins baseball?
They're elsewhere. They're anywhere elsewhere but downtown. They are, you know, the guest was just on, Andy was his name, I think, the communications guy.
Yes.
You know, I'm sorry to say this, but you have to address the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is the same thing the Timberwolves are dealing with, the same thing that we'll see if the Vikings are dealing with it. But last year was a record year for carjacking in the Twin Cities, and the majority happened between the Crosstown and I-94 on the north side of downtown, and between the river and I-94 on the east to the west. I mean, it's literally 650 carjackings in 2021. They're up slightly this year on the trend. The Somali gangs that are running around Minneapolis that are predominantly doing this is the elephant in the room. And I'm sorry, when we were going to go take our group down to the Timberwolves game last year, a number of parents said, you know what, we don't want our kids going down there. And whether it's dangerous or not, or the perception is real or not, the fact is that it's affecting downtown. The businesses, the teams, all of it. And if they don't start addressing the real problem and get, and then you got, want to hear Jacob Fry's quote on the car? Here's Jacob Fry. These carjackings, let's be real, they are violent, they are dangerous, people are terrified by them, and they need to stop.
It's the mayor of Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's the mayor of Minneapolis with nothing other than a word salad there. about how bad it is.
Meanwhile, your job, Mr. Mayor, is to make your residents and their visitors feel safe. Yeah.
So
don't tell us what we already
trouble.
Know about violent carjacking.
Yep,
we get
it's
it.
It's sad.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, you hear two main things for the reason that the crowd is down for what would normally be, obviously, again, I'm just comparing it in the average season. So not a particular night. Last night, state fair's on, school started, and whatever. But this is consistently attendance down over the last couple of seasons. Why? And you really can't. Two reasons are predominantly the ones people issue. One we're talking about, just perception of fear. And the conversation with Andrew Halverson, who's the director of broadcast for the Minnesota Twins, was to say the perception is not reality because we've got a great law enforcement presence here. Whether it be our own security force, whether it be Minneapolis police or Hennepin County sheriffs, they're here and they're, I talked to the hotel clerk last night. She said, "Oh my gosh, there's tons of people out. It's fine. Only thing you need to worry about in Minneapolis is staying out of particular areas at particular times of night, whatever." But again, comes back to the perception and what people perceive, and so I think that's part of it. I think also the other one you hear is that people just sort of get out of the habit. Because of COVID. It was a disruptor. You know, if you were the kind of person who went to half a dozen games a year and all of a sudden you couldn't, and then you just fill your time with other things, then you fill your time with other things, kind of takes a while to get back into the habit. So,
well, they might be, MLB just might still be suffering a bit from all the wokeness we saw in the last couple of years, too.
So there's another factor, and I've got some examples of that already pouring in here. One of our listeners said, "Scott, I think you've forgotten how woke professional sports are. Especially Minnesota teams, and especially immediately after George Floyd. They truly don't care about veterans or the people they actually buy their tickets. I'm a Minnesota kid. I bled purple in Minnesota sports. I used to bring my family of six to four or five Vikes games a year, as well as Twins and Wolves games. Not anymore. I don't watch them. I don't spend money on their merchandise. Instead, we spend more time camping, fishing, and doing other family activities. It'll be more beneficial than helping pay the unfair salaries of pro athletes, many of which are not good people. Unfortunately, most people who boycotted have forgotten and fallen back into an old routine." Interesting.
Another texter says, "We used to go to two to three Twins games a year. We haven't went in a couple of years, and it's 100% because we no longer feel safe downtown." There you go.
And again, feeling safe is really what matters here, right?
Yeah.
We can talk about stats. We can talk about how around Target Field these things don't happen. So what changes it? What changes that perception? Is it a new mayor and a new Rudy Giuliani like effort in downtown Minneapolis, like he did in New York City? What would change it?
It's no secret that the Minneapolis Police Department has ongoing staffing shortages, as Mayor Fry pointed out. But they're doing nothing to attract and hire the staff that they need. They don't seem like there's any. They're just letting it happen, and the numbers are going up. The Timberwolves are suffering from it. The Twins are suffering from it. And, he would say, well, this weekend, the fair is going on. You've got all sorts of things back to school happening. Well, the attendance has been dismal all year. So it has nothing to do with this weekend or this time of year.
14 past the hour. Love your theories on this and also what would bring you back? What would it take? What kind of an effort? I think downtown Minneapolis is going to have a branding problem for a long time until they just really take this on head on. Because there is a perception issue even in the outlying Twin Cities metro area. And honestly, when companies like Target, iconic brand in Minnesota, corporate headquarters downtown Minneapolis say, "Hey, Mr. Mayor, we're not bringing our people downtown until they feel safe." If that conversation is happening, obviously somebody driving in to take in a game is going to have the same concerns. I mean, these are people who live and work downtown that are demanding this. So I think it's an issue worth tackling. We're in the Freedom Matters USA studios today. By the way, mark your calendars. Thursday, September 15th, Candace Owens. And I tell you what, we're getting close. We're almost out of August. And a couple of weeks away from the big event, this Thursday will be 2 weeks exactly to see Candace Owens. So mark your calendars. One of the most influential conservative voices in America today, tens of millions of followers. Rare opportunity here in North Dakota to be inspired by her passion for America in an event. The Bismarck Event Center is where it's going to happen. Bismarck, North Dakota, Thursday, September 15th. Keynote speaker. And to make reservations to go, FreedomMattersUSA.com. FreedomMattersUSA.com. Make sure you do that today before tickets are, voila, gone. Texter says, Twins attendance is down because of crime and the cost of inflation is hitting people. Well, the pocketbook issue is another one, Kev. No doubt about
Without
that.
Without question.
Yeah.
No doubt.
That's that disposable income, and when there's more for gas, more for food, more for groceries, everything else. Another listener says, I pay less than zero attention to any professional sports anymore. Gave it all up. Even the NHL. PRCA rodeo is about the only thing that isn't woke as heck these days. Crime, 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 says another listener, is the answer to your question. Another says, 19 straight playoff losses for the Twins. We're cautiously optimistic, but mostly skeptical as fans who are used to the same old. Odds are we would again draw the Yanks, says James in Mandan, North Dakota.
There's that.
By the way, even the esteemed Yankees did draw a sellout crowd. So it's not just, jittery. I don't know what the word I'm looking for. Those that might be a little jittery about the Twins going to do it in the playoffs. That's not, in my mind, not a reason to say, I'm going to make some memories, but I'm very interested in what your opinion is. Call us at 237-2550.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
There is another way to minimize your farm's risk and protect its equity with Margin Protection coverage. This is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with IRE Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease or increase in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect you from changing input costs and crop prices on your farm. Let us help you explore this option between now and September 30th to get you covered. For more information, go to IREINS.com.
You're protected and appreciated at IRE.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklich Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe it just took one look at you for me to change my one drink.
clock.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour, brought to you by PetroServe USA today. It's part of the program where I say, are you ready to be hungry? Are you ready to sort of sink your teeth into a great lunch today, like chicken pot pie or a hot beef sandwich? That's what you'll find in Valley City today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, they make it so easy. Meatloaf or chip beef, West Main Avenue today. Salisbury Steak and Harwood, Tater Tot Hot Dish, NP Avenue. Chip beef in Glendon, too. Mac and beef in Euland today. So PetroServe USA, lowest price fuel around, and grab-and-go convenience. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. 21 past the hour. Telephone number is 701-258-0550. I was trying to tell you before the break, if you want to text, you can text 701-237-1590. Kevin's keeping tabs on the text today. And we'll share your comments as well. We have Trooper Talk next hour. That's always a fun thing we do every couple of months on What's On Your Mind. Wade Cattermus will be here, sergeant with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but the fatalities in the summer of 2022 driving here have been unbelievably high. And so we're going to talk about that. I think we're at 20 as of the beginning of July, fatal crashes in North Dakota, which is on the high side. Also have our Energy Matters segment today brought to you by Lignite Energy Council. That'll be coming your way before the end of the program. We're going to talk with Jordan Rasmussen, a Minnesota state representative, about getting Minnesotans to realize that some of the policies that your legislators, your senators, your members of Congress put forward make everything more expensive and are not exactly great policies. So, nice to have a refreshing conversation with a Republican from Minnesota, very often in the minority, but nonetheless someone that can continue to have a little bit of influence, and we look forward to that conversation coming up on the program, too, as well. Question I have related to the woke objection. In other words, not a crime objection, not a got-out-of-the-routine COVID reaction, but rather a, you know what? I'm done with professional sports. I have some of my best memories of my dad and I at Twins baseball games, going back to Met Stadium, because he was thrilled beyond belief when the Washington Senators became the Minnesota Twins.
You and me both, brother.
And so to go to a Twins game with my dad, and you know that how that transferred to just a love of baseball. I've never been this ginormous fan, but to me it brings back memories from my childhood. Do you let the woke, you know, sort of way of which you know whatever the players' leagues now or some of the things that happen here now? I mean, I'm looking at a banner out in center field that says "End Racism." I support that. I think everybody in this audience supports that. It's sort of a duh statement to me, but you know, the players' league and the union and they sort of require that. Now, again, that's in my DNA. I think that goes back to the golden rule: treat people like you'd like to be treated. I don't need to see that in center field to have that sentiment. But I'm not going to let my sort of disdain for that kind of activism rob me from memories. For my kids, or last night with the folks we were here with, or whatever else, you know, how do you separate those two, Kev? You just say I'm going to make different memories, or you're going to let the woke world rob you from what is a part of your childhood, or making memories with your family? That's the issue that I struggle with, and I'd be curious your take on this. Dan in Hickson, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, you're talking about the Minnesota Twins. I like to talk, put my two bits in on it. My dad used to take me to lots of Twins games and Vikings games in the old Metrodome, the Metropolitan Sports Center. And my dad used to play semi-pro baseball, so he was really into baseball. We took our kids to many, many, many baseball games for the Twins and when they played in the Dome. And our kids played a lot of baseball, high school, Legion, amateur baseball. They played a lot of baseball. I will not go to Twins game now. Two reasons that you already have said, and I will reiterate them. number one, the danger in the Minneapolis is just not worth the risk. You know, are the chances very high that you get carjacked? Not really, but they're still there. And the other thing is that because they're so woke, they're not going to get my penny. I got other ways I can spend money, other things I can use my money to help. I just don't want to give them my penny, and so I'm not going to go.
So the memories are a pull, but not enough to overcome those two things.
You're going to make camping memories, or you're going to go make memories at the Renaissance Festival or somewhere else.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's other ways I can entertain myself that will not support, financially support, their wokeness. And, you know, rodeos are great. I'll go to rodeo anytime I can. There's other ways I can spend my money. You know, there's other venues that are not so woke, and they'll get my money, not the Twins, not the Vikings.
I think you represent a large percentage of our audience, no doubt about it, Dan, and I appreciate you sharing the story. A few texts here. My son lives in downtown Minneapolis, says this listener by email, and has had zero issues. We've been down several times and have gone out during the evening hours and have no issues. It's safer than being portrayed. Well, that's usually the case. I mean, the media is going to blow it up and everything else. But to your point, Kevin, when Jacob Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis, is making the point of how dangerous carjackings are, you know, perception is being shaped by the leaders of Minneapolis as
I was just going to bring that up. You know, and you've heard the phrase perception is reality, which is true for so many people. The reality is whatever perception they have, and it doesn't matter whether it's safe or not or you've never had an issue. The perception with a great part of the outstate population is that it's not safe downtown. The police numbers are down. The carjacking rates are off the charts. Crime is off the charts. So why roll those dice? I'll just go to the lake, or I'll go to the campground, or I'll go to a small town festival, or I'll go do something else that doesn't mean I have to go to downtown Minneapolis. I hate to say it. It's my hometown. I weep for the city. It's just awful.
More take on this from the listeners. It's Minneapolis. I won't spend a dime there unless I have to after how they handled the George Floyd situation and failed police support. By the way, that's still an issue. I was listening to WCCO yesterday on the way in from the state fair, interviewing gubernatorial candidates, and Tim Walz, the governor, is still being grilled about how he handled the situation. And one of my favorite questions for him, Kev, I think it was Chad Hartman, said, was it civil unrest or was it riots?
Chad.
What can we call it here to be safe, Governor?
Yeah.
And the governor said
narrative.
Civil unrest. He preferred that be called the civil unrest. Yeah. Another listener says, it always seems like the answer to improve big cities is the stuff the sports arenas in downtown, but it doesn't seem to work. I felt safe in Brainerd at the NHRA event, but I don't in downtown Minneapolis.
Bingo. Exactly.
A lot of that theme today on the program. Appreciate that input. Really do. Trooper Talk coming up. We're going to meet some of the folks from the Minnesota Twins organizations today for some fun stories. Stay tuned for that. More on What's On Your Mind. Straight ahead to Target Field.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Timothy Tebow, a senior FBI agent at the Washington field office, is out of a job after decades at the FBI. Mr. Tebow is facing intense scrutiny over allegations he helped shield President Biden during his 2020 presidential campaign. Tebow allegedly killed off a criminal investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop evidence 1 month before the November 2020 election. That's according to Senator Grassley's whistleblower at the FBI. Thursday, a judge in Florida is set to rule on a special master to oversee what the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI has done by invading a president's home. The Department of Justice is admitting they took materials from Trump's home they should not have taken, documents covered by attorney-client privilege. For more information, visit us at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I'm gonna wear my flip-flopping. I'm gonna play some flip-cupping. Rock a little bit of hip-hop and Haggard and Jagger.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Let me take a call from Aaron in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Then we'll meet our next guest from the Twins, talk a little bit about youth engagement, getting kids involved in various clinics and lots of fun. In fact, there's a clinic going to start here momentarily on a beautiful morning as we overlook Target Field. So tell you about that and more coming up in a minute. Aaron in Detroit Lakes, what's on your mind, Aaron?
I got probably $400 worth of Twins jerseys in the back of one of my summer cars that I'll never wear again after that whole crap they went through when they went stand for the anthem. I ran a fantasy football league for 15 years that I quit 3 years ago. I'll never spend another penny on the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball. I know you guys got to make money to pay for your ads and your revenue, but I can't believe you guys even support any of these organizations with the crap they pulled the last 3 years. I still love you guys, but it all starts from the top. As far as professional sports, they're no longer in my life. Thanks for the good work. And keep going.
All right, Aaron, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You're not alone. I mean, that's the thing. That's why we're talking about it. What perceptions are there, what realities are there, and that's why I asked the question. You know, I really did. Now, I'll say last night we had a great time. We had the clients here. We were in a suite having a wonderful time. But people are talking about this as well. They really are. And it's a question of whether you want to take a time-honored tradition that goes back how long and say, I'm going to let a group of folks who think differently than I do rob that from me. And take that away from me. And that's the pull and the tug that we're talking about here today on the program. So I'd love hearing about it and getting everybody's different perceptions. No right, no wrong here, but fascinating conversation. 26 before the top of the hour, we're pleased to be joined by Chelsea Felzone. Chelsea is the director of youth engagement for the Minnesota Twins. I think there's one thing we can all agree on, and that is that kids in baseball is pretty special, pretty fun, something great, just a great American story there for sure. Chelsea, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited about it.
Now, sounds obvious, but the director of youth engagement, tell us how you engage the youngsters with the Twins.
Yeah, year-round. I mean, we have year-round baseball and softball programming for kids around Twins territory. The mission of the Twins Community Fund is really to enhance the full potential of youth, and we do that by putting on all sorts of camps and clinics throughout the entire year. Obviously, we're much busier doing that in the summer, but we certainly do it in the winter just indoors.
So today, there's a youth camp happening here. So yeah. Talk about where these kids are coming from.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So We are going to have a couple hundred kids join us on the field at Target Field here momentarily, so we have a gorgeous day for it. All throughout the summer, we put on week-long camps, and one day out of that week, we bring the kids to Target Field. So those camps are held all around Twins territory. So this week, we have camps going on in Chaska, Minnesota, and Blaine, Minnesota. And today, they get to play here where the big leaguers play, which is a lot of fun for them.
Wow, that's got to be a big draw. And so tell us what will happen today. Who are they learning from?
Yeah, they're going to learn from some Twins coaches like Tommy Watkins. We're going to do a player Q&A with a Twins player over the lunch hour. So it's really fun for those kids to get to stand next to a big leaguer and ask them pretty much any question they want to and just to be on the grass at the big leaguers playing. It's really special.
No, that is really neat. And, you know, what a great healthy activity to have them be a part of. And how do you find these kids? How do they find you?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of returners to our camp program. That's a really special week-long program where each kid gets a full Twins uniform, from the hat to the belt to the socks. Kids at the beginning of the summer can sign up for those camps online at twinsbaseball.com. And then it's worth mentioning that we put on about 45 to 50 free clinics throughout the entire summer, too. So those are all across Twins territory. So actually, about a month ago, we were in Powers Lake, North Dakota. So on the west side of North Dakota, it was probably about a 10-hour drive for my staff to get out there. So I was checking on them periodically to make sure our van didn't break down at all.
That's so awesome. You're out in Powers Lake. That's some commitment there from Twins territory. You went to the far reaches of North Dakota. I love it. How do you pick Powers Lake? How does it happen there?
Yeah, so every fall we have communities apply to host one of our free clinics, and it's completely free for them, and we try to make it as easy as possible for them. So really all they need to do is provide the field and some volunteer staff to help with some simple things. But then we bring the clinicians and the equipment. And we handle registration, too. So we try to make it as easy as possible. We really just want kids to have opportunities to play baseball and softball. So it's really important that we make it easy. So Powers Lake, North Dakota was one of the cities that requested to host. And I consulted with my staff to see if they wanted to make that 10-hour drive, and they were super excited about it. And it was actually one of our most well-attended clinics. We had over 100 kids there. It's completely free for the participants, families come out, and our coaches will help the parents understand how to coach their kids at home, too, which is really important. So it's an awesome experience for everybody.
That is wonderful. How many of these a year do you do?
We do about 45 to 50 of them, so from early May to August.
Yeah, what a neat way to engage the kids, get them fired up, and then, of course, to have the opportunity to come here as well. So the kids in Powers Lake would have had a chance to come to Target Field?
That's a different program, but if they sign up for one of our week-long camps, then they certainly could. So, we try to make as many opportunities to impact the same kid as we can. So we don't like to just, you know, say hello, we care about you to one kid, and then never see them again. So we really are intentional about ways to continually engage every single kid that we interact with, because that's what I think really matters.
So what does engagement look like? Talk a little bit about that experience for the kids and what you get in the way of feedback from them.
Yeah, you know, I think it's the most obvious part about how we engage with our youth is helping them become better baseball and softball players. That's the no-brainer. That's what we do. And we do that by providing development and training opportunities for them year-round, at affordable prices or completely free. So that's the obvious part of it right there. But I would say almost more importantly than that is we really care about developing well-rounded individuals. And I think, you know, Twins great Corey Koski said it best. He says that we constantly develop professionals. And that's not always professional athletes, but it's professionals at something. So you're going to be a professional at something someday. And so we are constantly thinking long term. Who are these kids going to be when they're an adult? And we want them to be good daughters, good sisters, good employees, good students, good athletes. So that's why we are careful about who we hire as youth clinicians. They've got to have a good value system. They've got to care about what we care about, because that comes out when you're coaching, you know. So, yeah, we care a lot about developing well-rounded people. And that's why it's important for us to make sure that parents can continually hear what we're teaching, so that they can decide if they agree or disagree, but also so that they can trust us in how we're developing these kids.
Wow, what a noble goal, and what a wonderful engagement that can be, and especially imagine in the Twin Cities metro and inner cities, and you know, where that message is, you know, what you're describing is powers like North Dakota, right? So that would be fertile ground for that message there, no problem. But I mean, not so much in the inner city. So it's needed there, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, we have our hands full with just trying to get kids to fall in love with baseball and softball in the city. I think, you know, that's a noble task. I think, you know, we see a lot of basketball courts around the city. We see a lot of kids throwing footballs around, and, you know, not so much baseball and softball. And these are beautiful games. And, you know, the quote, how can you not be romantic about baseball? We want people to feel that same way and understand the game. And we've seen some really awesome experiences this summer with some inner city kids from Minneapolis who have never played before, and we've given them an opportunity to be a part of our Twins RBI program, which is reviving baseball in inner cities. One of them just recently last week told me that he wants to be a big leaguer now. And it's just so beautiful to hear that, because you could see him start to fall in love with baseball at 16 years old. That's why we do what we do.
How many kids do you engage in a year?
Thousands. I mean, so many thousands. So it's a lot of work, but it's what I deeply care about, and the Twins deeply care about it. We put a lot of resources into our youth engagement programs, and the return is that we're developing well-rounded professionals someday.
Good for you. And tell folks, if they want to host one of those clinics, how you will go about soliciting that, how they can put a plug in for their community.
Yeah, that's right. So check out our website at playballmn.com in the fall. You can check it out right now, of course, but we're going to open up the applications to become a host for next summer in the fall. Playballmn.com.
Playballmn.com. I love it. Chelsea Felzone, who is the Director of Youth Engagement for the Minnesota Twins. Great story. Thanks, Chelsea. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks so much for having me, Scott.
I'm looking forward to seeing these kids hit the field here pretty quick. Huh?
That's right. Come on down. Have some fun.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a bunch, Chelsea. Appreciate it very much. 18 before the top of the hour. I'm going to get to a few more texts. We have Trooper Talk coming up today on the program as well. North Dakota Highway Patrol Sergeant Wade Cattermas will be here. Always enjoy those conversations. Fatalities are spiking on the roadways, so we're going to dig into that a little bit today on the program. But any question you have about rules of the road or anything related for the Highway Patrol, certainly welcome that. He'll be here top of next hour on the program today, so looking forward to that. Also, our Lignite Energy Council Energy Matters segment coming up here in just a little bit as well on the program today, brought to you by MyPillow. Let me tell you a little bit about MyPillow and my friend Mike Lindell. Right now, the slippers are darn near sold out. And part of the reasons they're sold out is prices start for the sliders and the all-new sandals, $19.95. Think about that. That is a great deal. And if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, all the specials that are good for our listeners are found right there, okay? Radio Listener Square. But you're going to find sandals, slide-ons, they call them sliders, I guess, starting at $19.95, celebrating just what has been a great summer of sales for those. And I have a pair of the sandals. Man, are they fun, the slip-ons at the lake. They're just fantastic, and they're never comfortable. I don't know if you know this, but you've probably noticed that before. Very rarely are they comfortable. I mean, they're fine. They're, you know, perfect for summer. But nice thing about Mike Lindell, you get all the convenience of a sandal and a slipper, but it is very comfortable as well. They've done it right. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Square, then the promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Somebody called earlier and said, you know, I respect the fact that you're making money on this, Scott, and that's fine. We're not actually making money. We're spending money down here, choosing to spend money to bring folks who, you know, choose to come to a game and take it in with us and enjoy it. So this is an investment for us. It's not a money making thing, but I think it's a good conversation. I really do, to find out where people are at and what it will take to have them think a little bit differently about that. And I think Major League Baseball, Major League Sports have an uphill battle in that regard. I think downtown Minneapolis is a branding issue that they need to deal with head on as well. So interesting conversation. More of it coming up. Don't go away.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT. Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In this time of uncertain prices in about everything, it's nice to know a bottom line number that's going to stay that bottom line number. And if you call my friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons today and say, hey, tell you what, I just want to know how much it's going to cost for my mechanical systems. And if something breaks down, how about you fix it? or you replace it, and then just give me that static number. There's real value in that these days when the cost of everything is going up. H.A. Thompson & Sons can do that for you. Check it out. It's Link Service System, hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Talk about peace of mind. You're going to find it there. Trooper Talk coming up a good chunk of next hour on the program. Wade Cadamus will join us from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Questions or comments for Wade are certainly welcome today on the program. Reason we asked Wade to come on, first of all, we do Trooper Talk probably a quarterly at least. Always enjoy the conversation. So there's any questions, so certainly welcome for the troopers on the program. But I've been watching the accident reports and just seeing a rash of fatalities has certainly been a concern. So we're going to deal with that today on the program and just find out what's going on there on the program. So we look forward to that as well. We're joined now by Larry DeVito. Larry is the head groundskeeper for the Minnesota Twins. Been doing this, well, when did the stadium open, Larry?
2010.
Wow. So, and you've been head groundskeeper for how long?
I got here in 2009 to see the field getting built and oversee all that construction of the field.
And how long have you been in the baseball game?
Since 1995. Started with Pawtucket and AAA with the Red Sox.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So does everybody that is a groundskeeper in baseball, is that usually the trajectory? You're going to work for a minor league club and work your way up?
Traditionally, it has been. I did 7 years in AAA, then I did 4 years as the assistant at Dodger Stadium, and I was a head groundskeeper for the Nationals for 3 years before I came here.
What's the day in the life of a groundskeeper for Major League Baseball? What is your day like?
It's a long day. It's a long day with when you have a night game. You know, you're... The weather today is perfect, and we've still got guys in at 9:30, and we're here, you know, at a good hour after the game tonight.
I'm looking at guys down there right now, and you see this a lot if you come to a Twins game or any Major League Baseball game. You see this on television as well. They're pounding away on the on home plate there. What are they doing?
Refilling the holes with fresh clay and compacting a couple times, making sure it's level. Making sure it's firm enough for our hitters tonight.
All right, and then they're working on the mound, too.
Same thing. And the mound, you're checking the slope every day and make sure the slope's consistent with the spec and with what the bullpens are like.
So the average game pretty hard on home plate and the pitcher's mound.
Sure, yeah.
Right, just from the level of
depends
activity?
Depends on the weather, too. You know, if you have a dry day game, it'll the hole will be a little bigger than on a night game, yeah.
By the way, the field looks fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first thing you notice when you walk in the stadium. It just takes your breath away. To have you know, that beautiful green out there. Now, this is the real deal. You're growing grass here.
Yes.
Is that your preference over the? You don't have much of a job if you're a groundskeeper and it's artificial turf, I guess, right?
You're more of an event manager with the artificial turf.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, what are the A B versus pros and cons of each?
Well, with the artificial turf, the business can have many more events other than baseball more frequently for more revenue, and that's really what drives artificial turf. I don't think it's a preference of the players at all. So,
I always hear artificial turf a little tougher on the players, no?
It can be. It's tougher on the joints, yeah. It's a little different. I mean, we're growing grass on sand here, so you know, we don't want a field that's too hard. We want a field that's firm. For the footing for the guys, we want it too hard so that, I mean, they play every day. There's no rest. I mean, our Max Kepler is in the outfield every day. Carlos Correa, I haven't seen that guy take a day off all summer. You know, so we've got to keep the field firm enough to play on, but not hard.
How do you do that?
Water.
Is that right?
A lot of it's water management. You know, when do you water the dirt? How much do you water the dirt? Outfield, gauging the rain. Versus when to actually water during a homestand. It's pretty easy when they're on the road, but when they're at home, we water based on the game schedule.
What kind of a crew does it take to get this field looking like it looks?
Well, there's probably about six key guys, and then we have a tarp crew that fills in, that comes in for the games, and we seasonal summer help with the flowers around the stadium and such. So I think I got like, probably 35 people on the payroll. About six of us are doing the key work.
And when do you work the hardest? Rain event? You're tarping things up and
rain is tough. You know, late March, early April, getting the field up and running is tough. I would say from you know, May 15th to the end of September, this isn't any different than Boston, Cleveland, Detroit. But getting it going in the spring is a big challenge.
Yeah, and how often do you mow it?
We mow every game day and then every other day when they're on the road.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So at that level of energy, I mean, is this growing on grass pretty robustly?
It is. Yeah. Well, you know, we're getting cooler nights now. In July, it kind of slows down a little bit. But, yeah, it cleans it up for the players. So every day we have a game.
That's fantastic. What is the funnest part of this job?
Usually when the team's on the road, just being in the stadium when it's quiet and watering and hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be a fun deal.
It is.
Be able to see it and call it your baby, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating. Larry, thanks for sharing a little bit of the story of us. It's something you don't think about every day, but I tell you what, when you walk into this Target Field, it's the first thing you see, and it's the first thing that takes your breath away to say, wow, let's play ball. Pretty fun. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Larry DeVito is the head groundskeeper for the Minnesota Twins. Kind of fun on the story there. Thought you'd enjoy that. Trooper Talk when we come back from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Reminding you, we are only a couple of weeks away from Candace Owens, Bismarck Event Center, September 15th. That's a Thursday. Don't have your tickets yet. What are you waiting for, folks? Get them before they're gone. FreedomMattersUSA.com, FreedomMattersUSA.com. Tickets start at $20. Live from Target Field today on What's On Your Mind. Trooper Talk is coming up next. Don't go away. PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deals. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.